From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And now to the latest in the world of honey and honey policy. Beginning today, any honey that is sold in Florida is required to be 100% pure. That means no additives, no chemicals. That standard comes after Florida agriculture officials began seeing a flood of honey that was not pure. Florida Public Radio's Tramell Gomes has this story on efforts to establish nationwide rules for pure honey.
Tony Hogg knows bees. His five-acre property in Monticello, Florida, is awash with the winged insects. His operation, Full Moon Apiary, has more than a half million bees.
We keep European bees. European honeybees are pretty gentle bees. We know how to work around bees and what we have to do to keep them gentle.
Starting today, Hogg no longer has to worry about his all-natural honey competing against other producers who add water or sugar. Florida is the first state to ban anything but pure honey from being produced, sold, or processed here.
It will help honey prices, and it will present a better quality of product to the consumer. They will go into the store in Florida and know when they buy honey, they're buying pure honey.
Nancy Gentry sits on the Florida Honeybee Technical Council. She says when the Food and Drug Administration chose not to implement a national standard last year, it prompted the state to take action.
Millions of barrels of cut honey are coming across the U.S. borders every day. It is adulterated. It is contaminated, and there you have a very serious issue.
In addition to potential health risks, Gentry says those producers are cutting into the profits of the people who sell all-natural honey. And Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson says now other states are looking to follow Florida's lead.
28 states now are looking at the same thing. We hope that the Food and Drug Administration we'll also take a look at that definition and decide that honey is what bees make, not what people blend together.
Most honey on supermarket shelves already is 100% pure. But under these new rules, anything sold in Florida is guaranteed to be just as advertised. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.